This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
A cavalcade of stars, more stars than there are
in the heavens above.
Can you dig it? That's Pete Zaremba, everybody's favorite pizza.
My favorite pizza. He's my favorite pizza.
Back in the Durwood Kirby seat. What?
Mike, I can't believe it.
Peter.
The studio here at Roberta's restaurant in Bushwick is loaded with stars. Loaded.
This today's show is, I'm going to use my Joe Franklin voice, it's bigger than big, it's big, big.
It's big, big.
And I can't believe we're lucky to have you here. Not only is it WrestleMania Day.
It's WrestleMania?
It's a double mitzvah. We're really, really glad to welcome our friend Dennis Tech, famous as a radio birdman and many more. Let's hear it for Dennis.
Dennis Tech and
all the
friends.
Way from
thank you.
Australia via Ann Arbor and Montana, I think.
That's right.
Big Sky Country, Pete.
And he's all Radio Birdman. He's doing his own thing now with my guitarist, I must say.
Don't ever call him your guitarist.
Oh, that's right. Well, from the Fleshtones. And we have some other illustrious.
Yeah, we know what happened when when Mick Jagger made that comment.
Yes,
about
I read,
where's my drummer?
That's right.
That's right.
My guitarist? He's with Dennis Tech.
I don't think Keith Owens has made nice suits as Charlie Watts, though.
That's what Charlie said. He's with Dennis Tech.
And also right, joining us today is the Mad Professor of Professional Wrestling, here to help us celebrate WrestleMania. It's Keith Greenberg making an encore appearance.
Keith Elliott Greenberg.
Can you dig it? So we're going to be talking about wrestling. We're going to be talking about rock and roll.
We got some walking guests.
And plus, let's hear it for Andy Chernoff of the Dictators.
Andy.
Well, former recovering dictator. Right? Recovering. Recovering dictator. Here he is, Andy Chernoff.
And
famous punk rocker.
Punk.
And now, look, now Dennis, besides being, from Radio Birdman, the punk credentials are there.
He's the Dictators are really punk, though? I mean, the rest of them more rock and roll.
I know, the haircuts and stuff.
The attitude.
There you go. But you're also a practicing doctor. When are you going to start practicing and actually be a doctor?
Oh, that's a good. My mother asked me the same question. And. I only work in emergency rooms.
So you're a doctor.
And she, and my mom always says, when are you going to get an office?
There you go. When are you going to get? But you're going on tour with my guitars.
Yes.
You could never be a doctor's rumble. You know why? No patience.
Well, no patience. I tell you, though, you guys did a big show last night, right, with Keith Strang and everyone. Where was this?
This was at the Bowery.
Bowery. You know what? I heard you did the show. The promoter couldn't pay you. You gave her another 6 months. So a doctor walks into a bar, Mike, right? He's drinking all night, right? And finally the bartender gives him the tab. The doctor can't pay it. The bartender gave him another 6 months.
Wow. So, there must be a glitch in the Matrix because I feel like I've heard that joke before.
So this punchline, how many jokes can you use that same punchline?
A doctor walks into the bar with an alligator on the leash. He goes to the bartender, do you serve alligators here? The bartender goes, yeah, sure, why not? He goes, good, I'll have a martini and give my alligator a lawyer. Now.
Yeah. Before we get too far out.
What? Too far out?
Too far out. Zaremba in orbit. Tune in, Daddy-O. Dennis, you got a new record aside from your new record, Mean Old Twister. You just got a new project with James Williamson of the Stooges.
Yeah, all right.
Which is great. And, the connection between you and the Stooges goes way, way back. Ann Arbor stuff.
Ann Arbor stuff, yeah. I went to the same school and all of that. And grew up in Ann Arbor. I went to Australia when I was 19.
How was James a good student?
Well, James wasn't. He's not an Ann Arbor guy.
Oh, he's not.
That's no, he grew up. He grew up in Texas, and he's a latecomer to the Ann Arbor scene. Actually, he didn't live in Ann Arbor until after I left. Yeah. So yeah,
the very first afternoon I was ever in Australia, I was whisked away to Coogee Bay, where they were do on the front and that sort of promenade. They were doing a book signing party for a Radio Birdman book.
Really?
Yeah, really. It was 1990, so I don't know.
How come I wasn't invited?
I don't know. I think you were there. But,
So you're a doctor, right? So tell me honestly, how long does the rumba have?
About 6 months.
I thought about another 25 minutes. But
all right. Tell you what, why don't we play some music? And I think you got something. Yeah, you got a harmonic in the appropriate key. I got this big old tambourine, and I think we're going to do something from the new James Williamson record, the record you made with James Williamson.
Right, yeah, it's called Acoustic KO. And it is. And it just released 3 days ago. And James and I did some, you know, reworking of a couple of Raw Power songs and a couple of Kill City songs. And this is one of them.
All right, let it rip.
Well, I am your crazy driver, and I'm sure to steer you wrong. Dying in a story, I'm only living to sing this song. Just to sing, baby, I need somebody, baby, I need somebody too. Need somebody, baby, like you, just like you, just like you. I'm losing all my feelings, and I'm running out of friends. You know, you lied to me in the beginning. Now you're gonna have to try to bring me to the end. Shit, I know I don't mind it. I need somebody, baby. Need somebody too. Need somebody, baby. The time to leave this signal, interference is too strong. You know, I got my reputation. Ride them airwaves, not too long. Need somebody, baby. Need somebody too. Need somebody, baby.
All right. Can you dig it? Dennis Beck.
Live in the studio.
Arts and seizures.
Live from Roberta.
Wow.
Mike Edison on tambourine. Andy Chernoff on maracas.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Raw power. So, wow. I mean, Dennis, your CV, aside from this doctor stuff.
Besides
the doctor stuff. I was reading your bio, flying in the back of F-4 fighter jets. But how does that compare with playing in New Race?
Well, it's pretty similar, actually. You know, Ron, my friend, old dear departed friend Ron Ashton, told me that playing with Dennis Thompson was like getting into a Ferrari for the first time. It just sort of takes off on you. And that happened to be true because in the new race, Scotty was going to be the drummer, and he canceled at the last minute. And Ron says, well, I got this other pal, Dennis Thompson from the MC5. How about him? I said, yeah, fine with me. Bring him out.
Obviously, it was a good choice. Tony, I was reading some of the stories on your website. When Ron, and there was a great story about Ron Ashton in Niagara coming to visit you in Hawaii.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Ronnie was like a godfather to our kids. And so wherever, you know, when I was in the military, wherever I was stationed, Ron would come out and visit. And he was a big military buff, and he really knew a lot of history and military history and stuff. So he always liked to come out and visit and hang. And that one time he brought Niagara with him when he went to Hawaii.
Yeah, it's good. Now you're a big sky country. How does that go? Lots to do there?
Well, I'm not there anymore. I was there for a while. But
I saw that you recorded the new record in Montana, though.
I do. I still go back there to record at Ron Sanchez's studio in Bozeman.
With the great Rick Parnell on drums.
Exactly.
Yeah. For those of you not aware, that was like the last surviving drummer of Spinal Tap.
That's right.
Oh, you weren't worried?
Well, you know... The guy's amazing. He's, he was in Atomic Rooster.
Oh, Atomic Rooster, there you go.
And he's laughing because he remembers them.
That's right.
Oh, man, too much to go. You know, Radio Birdman, such an impact. Everybody loves Radio Birdman. Such a, I mean, really a fan favorite group. But you guys were only together for a few years. I mean, it seems like it was first.
Radio Birdman.
Yeah.
We're together now. I mean, we've been
Scott
going.
Done touring.
We had a first outing, you know.
We had a 15-year break. And we're still going.
Fresh. That's awesome. And this tour now with the Dennis Tech Band?
You know, we're 43 years into it.
But kind of like you, Prezaremba.
You know what? I'm just thinking about WrestleMania. I'm thinking about, you know, Dennis, you're a doctor. I'm suffering from a little back pain here. And I think we're going to segue.
You need a second opinion?
A second opinion, yeah.
Okay, you're ugly.
There you go. Dave, where's there you go. There you go. Thank you.
All right.
You know, you're pretty you're pretty fast with the comedy.
He's very fast with the repartee.
I like that.
6,000 years of telling jokes.
I'd like to see Rob Young, you know, you go head to head with Rob Younger. He's pretty fast too.
I would love to see Rob here. So is Radio Birdman going to be coming back to New York?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, that last turn you did at Irving Plaza was amazing. It was great.
Irving Plaza, and then the next year we came back and did the Blender.
I mean, it was great stuff. I mean, it didn't seem like you missed a beat. And I mean, I remember hearing Radio Birdman, and it's like, why are these guys? I didn't know the connection, but it seemed like you were very on top of your game covering the Stooges and being influenced by that at a time when I don't think a lot of other people were paying that much attention to them.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You want to play a song from the new record, The Mean Old Twister?
Yeah.
You got something up. And Zaremba, you going to play that blues?
Depends on what key it's in.
Depends on what key it's in.
Yeah, the same. E. Everything is in E today.
A challenging key, but you know the people at home, we're going to realize how adaptable we are. We're going to. Okay,
we're still going to talk about wrestling.
I think we can handle. We got to talk
for everybody
about
hanging on. We got predictions
about
WrestleMania tonight.
Potential back injuries from wrestling from the pile driver, and
should it be banned?
Should it be banned? And getting hit by a folding chair.
The heart punch.
Hey,
that was my signature move.
Ed Stasiak, right?
Ed
Stasiak.
And Oxbaker. So, Dennis, what do you think is like the best thing to hit someone over the head with? A folding chair, a television monitor, an electric guitar?
It depends on what the objective of the maneuver is.
to not respect your opponent.
Probably a baseball bat would be the...
the big...
Or a cricket bat, depending on where you live.
The big...
Very Spinal Tap, the cricket bat.
Exactly.
A billy club.
A special custom-made billy club,
yes,
I remember.
But Sting from WCW days would use a baseball bat.
Baseball.
I like
you know, it's like it's like the last poets said, as the nightstick glides gracefully upside your head.
I can dig it. All right, one more time.
Which
Dennis
in Tech. New York cop parlance is called giving someone a turban.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's Pizza Rembo, the monster from Maspeth.
Oh yeah,
you can get that right up close and blow it out. Dave, the engineer, knows what to do. And I think we're going to hear Prison Mouse with a new record from Dennis Tech, Mean Old Twister.
Prison and Mouse makes the rounds. It goes from cell to cell. Steel buyers can't keep him out. Can't keep him in as well. Prison Mouse visits friends up and down the block with the old cans. Time he spends after evening life. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Some guys bring a crystal or two from the chow hall line. Nervously, he nibbles lunch, his little black eyes shine. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Brings a little happiness everywhere he goes. Never whispers, never speaks the secrets that he knows. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Peter, tell him how I feel. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Prison mouth, dead man walking. Prison mouth, dead man walking.
A.K.A. Prison Mouse.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it.
All right.
How far can you dig it?
And now a quick word from our sponsor. Let's hear it for Heritage Food USA, who's been bringing you Arts and Seizure for almost 6 years now, over 200 episodes. And the other day, Pete, I had the pleasure of bringing you some of that gorgeous Newsom ham over your house.
Mike, you came over yesterday. We're practicing for a blues project in my spare months. And you brought over a gift that I really appreciate. Newsom's Country Ham. I'm telling you, this stuff is like, you know, people
it's
think
like
of,
butter. It's like
no,
butter.
People think of country ham. They're thinking this horrible stuff on the Jimmy Dean sausage thing. This is like Amon Iberico or a speck or something. You know what I'm saying?
Made from happy hippie pigs, courtesy of Heritage Foods USA.
Yeah, slice it really thin and eat it like you would eat prosciutto or something. You know, a lot of people are confused, right? They Northerners, they don't know about the country ham. They're thinking they don't know how to prepare it. You got to bring, first of all, look, you want to prepare the country ham, right? The night before you want to use it, you take a bowl, you soak it in water, right? The next morning, discard the water, replace it, and soak it again. Right before you're going to use this country ham, the commercial stuff, drain it again, discard the water, and then discard the ham.
Not so with Heritage Food
not
USA.
So, once again,
for our sponsor, Heritage Food, and of course, our friends at Roberta's Crazy Year. We're here with Dennis Tech from Radio Birdman, and of course, the Dennis Tech band, Pete from the Fleshtones. We've got Andy, formerly of the Dictators,
recovering,
rock and roll band, and Professor Keith Elliott Greenberg, a mad professor of professional wrestling, with some predictions for tonight's WrestleMania event.
Well, what's going on?
Well, I can't really predict, but it's going to be a very intriguing matchup between The Undertaker and Roman Reigns.
The Undertaker?
Ah. Yeah, The Undertaker, the 52-year-old Undertaker.
He's a veteran.
He's a veteran.
And
will this be the final time
who's managing him now?
Nobody's managing him.
He's cut loose.
Paul Bearer
in the world beyond, perhaps sending
We're
signals.
We're actually, you know, the Undertaker often described as the greatest gimmick of all time,
and it may be
because he's a walking dead man.
But it also has
a zombie wrestler. It's hard to be.
It also has the most longevity, except perhaps for since our friend here is from Detroit, the original Sheik Ed Farhad.
The Sheik.
The original Sheik was still working Japan with after hip replacement.
Well, the Sheik gimmick is always one of my favorites. And, of course, you're good friends with the Iron Sheik.
I am.
Is that book still banned?
Unfortunately, it is. For those who are not familiar, I did write the autobiography of the Iron Sheik.
Ghostwriter to the Wrestling Stars.
I remember the Iron Sheik when he teamed up with General Adnan.
General Adnan.
One of my favorite military.
That was Adnan Al-Kaisi.
Right, sure. Dennis is very up on the military. General Adnan from the Iraqi army.
Right, which was he played an Iraqi.
What do you mean? No, played. I saw the uniform. And and I remember his immortal words of General Adnan to the crowd. The USA is not okay.
And that was during of course, nobody in the world would say that now.
Dude, I almost had my ass kicked for rooting for the Iron Sheik.
General, what do you expect him to say?
I was the lone guy at Madison Square Garden watching the Iron Sheik battle Hulk Hogan and rooting for the Iron Sheik.
Of course you
and
are.
It's a good thing I didn't leave on the stretcher that night.
Of course.
But there's always one mystery and punk in the top row rooting for the bad guy.
But tonight we have a few people rooting for the bad guys.
I can't even tell the difference anymore, to be honest with you.
Well, that's an interesting thing because Brock Lesnar.
That's a very good point. There is no difference.
Yeah. That's it.
But Brock Lesnar against Bill Goldberg, what's your prediction?
Well, you know, something tells me I should be rooting for the Jew because just the idea that a Jew is going to get into a fight makes me want to stand up for him. But Goldberg. But you know, the thing is, though, Andy like Keith and I were discussing, Goldberg. He doesn't love the business. He's not a real wrestler. He's made it very public.
Was he an accountant?
No, he's a football player who's in it for the paycheck, you know? And he's made...
In it for the paycheck.
Well, as opposed to the other guys. But, you know, but listen. Boom, the guy says in an interview the other day...
Come on, back. Walk that one back, Mike.
I will, because you know what?
Walk it back.
Because other guys have been in the business for a long time. They've had long careers. They bother to learn the sport. That's right, the business. The business of entertaining people, like you, Pizza Ramba. The business of entertaining people.
I'm not getting in the ring with anyone.
I'll tell you what. Here's something you have in common with Dennis. Looking at your mutual CDs, I love the story of TV Jones, where it says you've run afoul of both local gangs and law enforcement.
Oh well,
yeah, that sounds like
happened.
A Fleshstones.
That's happened. Yes, it's happened.
What's that all about?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was the first. That was the band I was in before Birdman. This is like 72 to 74. TV Jones.
It sounds like a movie. We're chased by the mob and the cops.
That would be during the era of Pedro Morales, by the way, to bring it back to wrestling.
A great song by the Mighty Ions.
Yes,
Pedro
that's right.
Morales. Pedro Morales.
Yeah. And isn't that really to the tune of a... it's to a Misfits song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I saw Pedro Morales.
Do you even know the song?
Pedro San Martino.
Hold on. Come here, Andy, if you're going to talk.
You guys are Queens wrestling fans.
I saw Bruno San Martino. Pedro Morales wrestled Bruno San Martino.
At Shea Stadium.
I still have this ticket stub.
Instead of seeing the Beatles.
Is there any choice
to be made here?
No,
come
none
on.
Whatsoever.
I think he made a wise choice.
The Beatles, you know what's going to happen. You know?
It's fake.
Okay, Andy, do you remember who made the surprise run-in during that match? An unexpected
Paul McCartney?
It wasn't Steve Van Zandt's wife.
Brian Epstein?
That happened at the Beatles.
George the Animal Steel.
George the Animal Steel. The late and the great. I didn't know this show was going to be so educational. Today.
But more arts than seizures today.
With that 6 minutes, you'll learn
a lot more. With the accent on art.
And it is today. The fastest half hour on the radio today, so we got to keep moving. I think Dennis has got another song for us. We're going to reach back to the Radio Birdman songbook.
You know, I was going to do that, but I was thinking if you got your A harp out, let's do a deep reduction song, Big Accumulator.
I'll follow along.
That'll work.
Thanks,
I mean,
Dennis. I'll follow along.
It'll actually,
be obvious.
I have
several A-harps. Should I distribute them? to
all the angels?
It's like the late Gordon Spaeth said, playing harmonica is barely one step above humming and whistling. But,
well, I could use a spare, so I'll take it on the way.
All right.
Sky is gray.
Riverside, my baby. Wash your hands clean, load your vino later. Get plugged into the big accumulator.
On the
crazy
air.
Blues and
crazy.
E. You never
that
all,
is tech.
You know all these Ann Arbor guys were into that free jazz. You know all these guys with their Sun Ra and Pharoah Sanders fetish. But we're keeping it on Earth today here in Arts and Seizures.
Yeah.
And Dennis nods his head sagely. Yes, we are. Oh, and that sounds like
I'm telling you, Mikey.
What is that crazy sound?
We're getting ready for WrestleMania. Dennis, are you ready for WrestleMania today?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He's got his ticket. He's got his ticket. And so does Andy Chernoff. There we go. And the studio audience here tonight, they're very beautiful. Very good. The studio audience, say a few words to our live listeners. Just say two words. Two words. C'est tout plaît.
Oh, yeah!
C'est tout plaît pour le public in Paris here. Come on. Just say.
We will be seeing you on April 13.
Spoken like a
That's
true
right.
French
That's right. Dennis,
woman.
You're on your way out of town to do a pretty big tour of Europe.
We're leaving tonight, man.
Europe?
Crazy.
That means you're going to miss WrestleMania.
No, he's got
JetBlue shows
he's
it live.
He's got one of those seats that he can watch a total access.
Where he gets the WWE.
Anyway, tell us about the tour. Tell us about the new record and where we can find you on the internet, DennisTech.com and all.
Yeah,
all
DennisTech.com, Meanal Twister, Acoustic KO.
All right, I can tell you. Well, thank you very
Dennis
much for
Tech.
Coming down.
Thank you.
It's been a rare treat indeed.
Bon voyage.
Zaremba, I wish I could say the same for you. I'll see you next week. Rabbi Dan Bronstein's coming to tell you Shagetz motherfuckers about Passover. I can't wait.
Okay, these guys should play the Crusher song before we go off the air.
That's for what my God did for me when my people were slaves in Egypt. You got that, Greenberg?
Another difficult key.
It's nice not being the only Jew in the room for a change. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week in Arts and Seizures. Thanks again one more time to Dennis Tech for coming out. It's Pete Zaremba, Andy Chernoff, Keith Elliott, Greenberg, Dave in the booth. Thanks to our sponsors, Heritage Food and Roberta's. Are you guys ready? I'm going to throw it down. Can I do it? Rage! Do the hammerlock. Do the hammer lock, you turkey necks. Do the hammer lock. Do the hammer lock, you turkey necks. Everybody's doing rage. Do the eye gouge. Do the eye gouge now. Do the eye gouge, you turkey necks. Do the eye gouge. I guess now everybody's doing it. All right, I'm gonna tell you how to do the Crusher, and if you don't learn it now, I'm gonna get you in the ring. Now first, you take your fist and you put it on your waist and you squeeze your partner's head until she's blue in the face. And if you don't learn it now, Zaremba, it's gonna be a disgrace. Do the Crusher. Crusher now. Do the Crusher, you turkey necks. Do the Crusher. Do the Crusher, you turkey necks. Everybody's doing it. Hammer, Dennis Tech, Andy Sherloff, Professor Keith Greenberg. See ya.
And here's Mike Edison to tell you all about Candygram.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.